Different People by Adaptation Decay. Read by Laliandra. Fandom Matilda. When I grow up, I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night to be a grown up. Jenny, who spent 16 years cooking meals for the Trunchbull, avoids the kitchen of the Red House as much as possible. After she moves in, Matilda spends a week tactfully eating bread and jam before visiting the village library to borrow a book called Cooking for Beginners. After 2 weeks of Matilda's cookery, Jenny wonders how she ever managed without her. Matilda borrows more cookbooks from the library. She expands her repertoire to things like paella and sushi and fajitas and vows that she will never eat another one of those awful TV dinners for as long as she lives. Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean that everything is written for me. If I think the ending is fixed already, nothing will change. Matilda reads faster than Jenny. She will sometimes take the book from Jenny's bedside table in the comfortable knowledge that she will be able to read it cover to cover before it is missed. This actually annoys Jenny quite a lot, but she doesn't say anything. Jenny reads the books left on Matilda's bedside table, but that's because she feels it's often the best chance she has of working out what's going on in Matilda's head. For all her extraordinary qualities, Matilda is becoming a teenager, with all that that entails. Puberty reminds Matilda a little of the way she felt at 5½, when she could move things with her mind. The excess of emotion, the feeling of explosive pressure is the same, but instead of being focused in her mind, it's throughout her whole body. Overall, she thinks she preferred the telekinesis. Always told to stay inside the lines, but if we disobey at the same time. Jenny knows the only reason that she survived to adulthood was by escaping notice. She had mastered the art of being meek, compliant, unobtrusive, of picking her battles. Matilda believes in direct action, guerrilla warfare, a noble and unending struggle against the forces of injustice. Eventually, they reach an unspoken decision to stop arguing with each other about politics. They watch the reports from Newbury on the television together in silence for 2 weeks, before Matilda tells Jenny in a deliberately casual way that she is going camping with friends. She comes home 3 weeks later, tearful and covered in mud. Jenny, who was woken every night with the sound of chainsaws ringing in her ears, can't find it in her to be anything but relieved. This child, this miracle. In 2003, Matilda and Jenny drive to Reading at night and stand in a line of people outside Waterstones waiting to buy Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix on the stroke of midnight. Even after the space of 17 years, Matilda can close her eyes and visualize exactly the look on her father's face as he ripped up her library book. To stand like this, in a crowd of people brought together by an unashamed love of books, is a magic better than anything Hogwarts can offer. She slips her hand into Jenny's as they wait for the shop to open, and they stand beneath the street lamps together, saying nothing and understanding one another perfectly. The end.